NR, N4ZLK mobile. NR, K4HNR, N4ZLK.
Mobile.
N4ZLK mobile.
Yeah, I heard you in there. I wanted to say good morning, Shane. Don't spread that around, huh?
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, don't spread it around. You ruin my street cred.
New York City cred?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know, people think differently of me. What are you doing? You on your way home, or you still in the truck, or what?
Personal truck on the way home, yes, sir.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'm on my way to Steve's house right now. We're heading, we got a little road trip planned this morning.
VWA? Tell him I said hello. I haven't heard him in a while. Excuse me.
I'm bagging on here somewhere. You know, I don't know. But, I will pass along the good tidings.
This is nice, warm, breezy weather.
Oh, 61 degrees out this morning. I'm like, wow, nice. But it's going to turn nasty today. You're probably going to sleep right through it.
Yeah, I've been in shorts and short sleeves the last few days. It's been really nice. Last couple of days of working, I went from long pants, long sleeves, and a jacket last week, I guess.
Oh, I know. It was just a short time ago we were freezing our butts off and wondering if the heat pump's going to keep up.
South Carolina weather.
Oh, I love it. No, I've got no complaints. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's better than being 90 degrees 12 months out of the year.
Pretty 12 months out of the year.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. My my friend Joe up in New York, he every time we get nice weather like this, I take a screenshot of the temperature from like Weather Channel or something and send it to him, and he doesn't say nice words to me.
Son, he and his wife worked in Alaska for three or four summers. You know, he slept in a tent outside the place he worked for, and it would get down in the 30s at nighttime, even in the middle of the summer. And it might get up to 60, you know, in the afternoon, but he absolutely loved it. He wants to be back so bad.
What in the world is he sleeping in a tent for? Couldn't he not afford to find a place to have a real apartment or something?
Worked for. He was worked on worked a couple different. Yeah, it was sea kayaking tours and glacier hiking and stuff. He just had a few tents set up in his backyard, canvas tents, and it was free. It didn't cost him anything to sleep there. And it was just what he decided to do.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, to each his own, I guess.
And you can handle it a little better. Plus, the town of Valdez, I mean, it's pretty much snowed in the wintertime. In the summertime, it's booked up pretty well. It'd be hard to find a short-term rental like that.
I would think maybe his boss might want to help him out or something. You know, hey, we'll get you set up. Get your butt up here.
And these people will come up and willingly sleep out in a tent in your backyard.
Okay, well, as long as you have facilities and stuff, you know, to clean up or, you know, and whatnot.
He had a garage with a kitchen and a bathroom, shower, and all that in there, and a stove, you know, place they could warm up if they needed to. But he loved it. He had to grow up, though. He's got a wife and a baby and got to do adult things now, and, you know how it is.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Know what that means.
For crying out loud. Yeah, I know what that means. Doggone it. KB2HXS mobile. Yeah. I get it. Now, how's work going for you? Doing okay?
Good. Same old, same old. Just adulting. Can't stay home and do what I want, you know.
year and almost a month and a half, and I can put in for mine, and then I can I don't have to adult as much.
High on us, right? To send you a paycheck every month.
No, I'm gonna be like Jimmy. I'm gonna keep working. I'm not gonna stop working. Sitting around is just not me, and I gotta get up and do something.
Okay, yeah, it's not good for you to sit around. Yeah, I'm not sure. I might be looking at retiring from this company sometime in the next year, but I will do something else. I won't be retired and living in the Bahamas or anything like that. I'll be doing something else, but we'll see.
All right, well, as long as you got some kind of game plan, you know, I got a few plans, you know, my wife and I would like to do, you know, but, yeah, we're just going to enjoy life no matter what gets thrown at us, you know.
Yeah, my retirement is playing the lottery. Haven't you heard of that?
My retirement is earning a sure thing. I don't go for that lottery stuff. I mean, we play it once in a while, you know. Well, you know, if we're out of town or something, hey, let's do this. Okay.
Of course, I wouldn't count on that for my retirement. I don't even know. I think I may have bought one ticket in my life a long time ago.
I used to be involved in that thing at work way back. You know, everybody chips in for the lottery tickets and all that. But it's just, you know, when you add it all up for as many months and years that you do it, it's like, wow, I could have bought another guitar.
That's exactly right. It's such a far out chance of ever winning. Not the correct wording I was looking for, but that's all I could come up with this time of the morning.
That's okay. I get it. You know, it's a very high percentage of you not winning. The odds are against you.
That would have been a better way of saying it. Thank you.
I'm here to help.
Say, or I mean, you don't have to tell me if I'm being too nosy.
No. We got a road trip with Steve going down to Columbia. We're going to show our faces at that HOA discussion down here in Columbia.
Yeah, I heard about that. I appreciate you going. I would have liked to have gone, but I would have had taken off last night. Yeah. But thanks for going, though, and representing us.
Oh, no problem. You know, it's been a while since I had, like, a mandate. And you'll figure out what I'm talking about.
No.
Time or something. My wife was like, go already. Get the heck out of here. I'm like, what? What do you mean by that?
Or she's saying, it's about time. I could use some alone time.
And go do something with yourself. Anyway, yeah, no, it's just, I'm looking at this as a nice day. You know, we'll go down there and maybe we'll probably grab some lunch somewhere, I'm sure. You know, and then make our way back. You know, I think we're going to come back to some not-so-nice weather, though. I got to look at the Weather Channel and see. KB2HX has mobile Friday.
Is that okay? Yeah, I haven't really paid attention. I heard it was supposed to start raining again and maybe some high winds around the area, but I know they're doing construction on 26 down there. It's been a few months since I've driven that way. It was pretty rough the last time I was there.
I don't know. I haven't been that way in a couple of months myself. Last time we went that way was back in November when we went down to Charleston. Haven't been that way in a while. No, wait a minute. Did we go to Florida? I can't remember. Oh, yes, I did. No, I flew down, though. We drove back. I flew down in January to meet the missus because she went on a cruise with her girlfriend. And then I flew into West Palm, and they came and picked me up, and then we spent a day or so down there and drove back. So it was back in January 22nd, 23rd, something like that.
Both my girls went to Charleston Southern University, and they've really come a long way on their road construction. They've done a lot of work in the years that they were down there and since then.
Yeah, when we went down on our cruise back in November, we stayed in a hotel right in Folly Beach. It's called the Tides. And we got lucky because I kind of found it on Google Maps. And we got a really good rate. And we stayed there. I think we ran down on a Saturday. And then we were, or Friday or something, and we were getting on a boat the next day. So we had a little chance to walk about a little bit and explore a little bit of downtown Charleston.
Went down there. We usually stay on the Isle of Palms or Mount Pleasant. Try to stay out on Isle of Palms. It's a real nice beach, not crowded. You can actually go down there and just park on the side, on the roads during the day. There's free parking. And just walk through, park right in front of all the big houses, and just, they've got little walk pathways every few houses.
Hold on, I got to let the wife know about that, because we're thinking about going down here in a couple of weeks, go back down to Folly Beach before season kicks in. I was watching the rates online, and the hotel rates are actually pretty darn good. $140 a night, I can do that, especially in the hotel we're going to stay at. The Tides, I mean, literally right on the beach.
I've been out to Folly a couple times. We never stayed there, but I have been out there. It's all nice down there. It's all beautiful. And then you got the city, and it's fun to walk around. I don't think I'd want to live down there, but it is fun to visit.
Want to live down there, but I tell you what, the farmer's market in the middle of town, we'd like to go to that, that big park, you know, find a place to park and then walk through that market. That's a big market.
Yeah, we usually either get lunch or dinner at the Crab House there, right behind it or right in front of it, whichever you want to say. There's two or three other places down there we like to eat and just like to walk around and visit.
Is that like a little bar right there on Main Street? I think there's a parking garage right behind it.
The Crab House. You know the Market Street. It's on the, I guess it would be the southwest side of Market Street towards the Battery. But it's not a, I guess they have a bar there, but it's two or three stories. They've got outdoor seating on the top as well.
Oh, okay. I have to look into that. I have to let the wife know about that.
Meals there. There's all kinds of restaurants, obviously, and all kinds of price tags. And this is a fairly decent. You know, it's affordable, but it's really good food, too.
I like Charleston. It's a little bit crowded. Yeah, you're right. I don't think I'd live down there. But it's definitely a nice place to visit. The last time I was in Charleston before we went back in November was years and years and years ago. I was still driving truck. There was a hotel, which is closed now, over by the airbase. I used to park there in Bobtail downtown. It was nice back then. You go down to Market Street and have a good time.
It rains hard down there. The streets will flood because they're pretty low, a little bit below sea level, I think.
Get that, but yeah, you're probably right.
Last time I ever went to Charleston, I was a youngster, 16, 17 years old, and my parents, they didn't really go on, we didn't go on vacation much. We stayed in this condo, and I guess I was 18 because 89 was when Hugo came through, and we saw video of that condo was just totally wiped out.
Say 89, you were down there?
Spring of 89 or the fall of 88, somewhere around that time. But 89 was when Hugo came through, so it was right after right before Hugo came.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was still living on Long Island back then. I was married to my first wife in 88, and I've got to pay attention here. I'm not sure. It's tough to find. Here we go. It's tough to find Steve's driveway at the nighttime here, but I'm pulling into his driveway right now. Anyway, let me get out of here. Shane, have a good rest, and I will catch you again later. Have a nice day.
and have a safe trip down there, and say hello to everybody. KB2HX, Adam 4, is that okay?
Tune, Dave, W4NGU.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Steve, jeez. Sorry, Shane. Shane, have a good day. N4ZLK. Go ahead there, NGU. I'm just pulling into where I need to be here.
All right. Well, I'm going down, too. I'm already on 26, and so I'll be on the frequency here as long as it's 6-1 lasts.
Okay. No problem. I'm just pulling into the driveway here, and I'm going to jump vehicles, and we'll probably head on our way.
Shane, I've been listening to y'all.
You probably know all about Charleston, too, don't you?
About. I've been down many times, and pretty good city. The Skeeters are big enough to take away your hamburger if you let them.
Well, summertime, if you're not, make themselves known.
There are three different routes, and I've taken all three of them about twice on those carriage rides. I think that's pretty interesting.
Our family, my kids and my wife, we've done it 3 or 4 times, and one of my cousins from England was over. He's my mother's youngest first cousin, so he's in their 60s, and we took him on one of the rides, and we had the tour guide, there we go. He said a couple things that were just flat out lies, well, more than a couple, and some of the stuff he was trying to tell, some of the British history that was in the background of, you know, Charleston, leading up to some of the Charleston, and my cousin's wife, she's got photographic memory, and she's a historian, and she just would look at us and go, that's not true. It was kind of funny.
They got rid of him because they compete for those jobs, and they pay minimum wage, but apparently it's prestige to have one, and it's hard to get one of those positions. So if they had several complaints, they would have bumped him.
Worst one we've been on. We've thoroughly enjoyed all the others, but this one was just, I don't know. I don't know how he made it. He had a southern accent, but that was about it.
Incredible. Well, I hope we do some good on this bill. We're going to have some powerful people, I think, that don't want it. And it would upset some subdivisions if you could put up an antenna. So, but we're going to try to see what we can do. There are already 11 senators on board for it. The only difficulty I see there is that they're all Republican, which is great, but things are so partisan in Columbia, that if it becomes seen as a partisan thing, the Democrats may knock it down just because the Republicans are voting for it.
Right. I hope it goes well. I know, like you say, a lot of the neighborhoods don't want it, but, you know, they're going to need it one day. They're going to be happy somebody in their neighborhood is able to communicate. You know, if that time ever comes, they'll be happy. So I wish you well. I hope it goes well, and have a safe trip. W4NGU and 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Well, they're not voting on it today. It was just introduced in January, but it doesn't. If it's going to get passed, it doesn't have to go through a long process, but they could bump it into next year just as easy as 1, 2, 3. Have a good one. W4, never give up listening.